When the dreams first started, I could pretend it wasn't you. You were just my sexually frustrated mind's Frankenstein creation. This one's hands, that one's lips. My brain had picked the best parts of each and stitched them together and jolted my creation alive with all this pent-up frustration. I guess my brain put you back together from the bits and pieces I see at the office. I guess I got your hands from a meeting, gesticulating at some presentation. I had noticed how big they were maybe once or twice. And yes, maybe I had thought about what it would be like to have those hands on me once or twice. And your mouth has always been expressive. Those little secret smiles you give me sometimes. Plush lips. Kissable as hell. Ugh, and your voice. I could listen to you talk for hours. A man that looks that good in a suit shouldn't also have a voice that sounds like sin. It's really not fair. I've never been the kind of person to stand out in a crowd. But now I want you to see me. I want you to notice me. So maybe my skirts got a little bit shorter, and maybe I wore slightly more provocative tops. You didn't seem to notice. But it made me more aware of my body. My lace panties created just the perfect amount of friction when I was sitting at my desk and rubbing my thighs together. And these dreams were different, new for me. Nothing I had ever done or thought I would want to do, or should want to do. I shouldn't want this. I'm a grown woman. I shouldn't need to hear someone whisper good girl in my ear to get off. But I do now. And I want it so very bad. And you would never. So why bother thinking about it? Always professional, always polite, stern when necessary, lightly teasing when you're in a good mood. A bit apart from the rabble like any other boss. You would never. So what harm would it do if I elaborated late at night with a few details of my own? I can't be the first woman to fantasize about her boss. I'm probably not even the only woman in the office fantasizing about you. So, if I imagined you asking me into your office, watching as you lock the door and tell me to put my hands on the wall, you remove your belt and tell me that you've noticed that my work's been slipping lately. Maybe I need a reminder of what happens when bad girls don't do their work. I can't stop looking at places in the office and thinking, what would it be like if he fucked me in there? Would you fuck me in the storage closet with your hand over my mouth to muffle my moans? Bend me over the conference table late at night, just rail me in front of all those windows for anyone to see? Oh, God. The idea of being caught mid-fuck by my coworkers making me wet. And maybe, if I was good, would you take me on one of your work trips? Keep me in your hotel room as a little secret? Tie me to the bed and leave me there until you're done with all your meetings and then come back up and fuck me? Use me like a personal portable fuck toy? Oh, fuck. God, how can you have me so ruined? You haven't even touched me. You barely look at me. Oh, shit.